This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Unpaid labor is the subject of this next story. Domestic labor, to be clear, cooking, cleaning, caregiving as well, way more of which is done by women than by men. It's not as bad now as it has been historically, that gender gap, but it is one of the reasons women participate in the workforce at a lower rate than men do. And it's a disparity that's already the reality for young women between the ages of 16 and 24. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has the story.
Like a lot of children of immigrants, 26-year-old Lisbeth Rivas Ruiz had to grow up fast. Her parents worked long hours in the vegetable fields and Christmas tree farms of Oregon's Willamette Valley, and they didn't speak much English.
As early as middle school, they started saying, like, oh, well, you know the language better than we do. Hey, can you make this phone call for the doctors? Come with me to the doctor's appointment. Hey, what does this paper say? We're trying to buy a house.
Her parents, who came from Mexico, worked full-time, sometimes split shifts. There were layoffs, and money was often tight. A brother came along, then a little sister, 6 and 10 years younger than Lisbeth. Her parents couldn't afford childcare, so it fell to her.
I'm not the oldest, but I am the oldest girl. And so, as a cultural background in that, you're expected to do certain things, you know, look out after your siblings, take them to school early in the mornings, help with their homework, mopping, cleaning, just doing chores around the house.
Lisbeth's family and their two chihuahuas gathered in the kitchen of the ranch house they've owned for nearly 20 years in Corvallis, Oregon. Her mom, Adela, now works as a custodian cleaning dorm rooms at Oregon State University. As pozole simmered on the stove, Adela said she wishes she hadn't had to leave Lisbeth in charge so much.
When I worked night shift, it was really hard to do because I had to leave Lisbeth watching her younger brother and sister. But I couldn't do anything else. I had to earn money to support them and not let them down.
Homework came after housework for Lisbeth. That didn't leave time for an after-school job or other activities.
I loved sports growing up, but as I grew up and the demands were higher, just at home, there's not a lot of opportunity to play a sport.
On average, teenage girls have less time than boys for homework, extracurriculars, and after-school jobs, in part because they spend 30 to 45 minutes more a day on unpaid caregiving and household chores. That's according to a recent report from the Brookings Institution's Hamilton Project. This can lead to lower educational attainment and earning power. But it didn't for Lisbeth Rivas Ruiz. She got good grades in high school and went on to the University of Oregon on a full scholarship.
All the things that you have to do, translate, help with the kids. And so I was kind of like, no, like I need an escape. And that was my escape. It was a good escape because it got me further, but it wasn't easy.
Things are a good deal easier for her sister, Yesenia. She's now 16, a junior in high school. The family's better off economically. The parents are about to pay off their mortgage. Yesenia's got fewer chores and no younger siblings to take care of. And she's planning to follow her big sister's example and go to college.
I just mostly focus on my schoolwork and all that. What I really like to do is dancing, traditional Mexican dancing.
But not every family's doing as well as the Rivas Ruizes. The Hamilton Project study found that around 1 in 10 teenagers isn't in school or working. Lisbeth sees the problems they face every day in her job. She's an alcohol and drug addiction counselor at a Latin American community organization working with young adults and families.
Dealing with substance use, maybe both parents being one parent, and then if you put in language barriers, low income, whether that is, hey, I have to stay home because I have to babysit, like literally stay home. I can't go to school.
The Hamilton Project finds that teenage girls who are neither working nor in school spend around 20 hours a week doing unpaid household labor, three times as much as boys. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.